sterilized a glass jar and pour the hot grease on me from the sausage. You'd add grease to it. And then, you know, you could have sausage all summer long.
Oh.
Now that was good too. You'd take it out and reheat it and finish frying it. And that sausage was something out of this world.
Yeah. Who kills and sells the meat today? You don't do it, most people don't do it today. Where do they go to get it?
You mean how they went about?
No, today, like today, you go to the grocery store, and who cuts up the meat for you?
Well, the butcher.
Butcher. Mm-hmm. You ever have a problem of keeping the meat too long and it wasn't any good anymore? What'd you say was wrong with the meat? If your meat ruined, what would you say?
I'd call it it's spoiled. But my grandmother should say
spoiled. She did that on all those words like
you
that.
You know, sometimes they talk about people spoiling their children. My grandmother, she said, that child's spoiled today.
Okay, you were talking about what you call the pressed meat. Did you ever hear the terms like head cheese, or is that something different? Head cheese or souse meat?
Well, yes, that pressed meat that we would make, and she called it souse meat.
Same thing.
And she never called it pressed meat, it's always souse meat.
Did you
My grandmother, you see, she was a small child during the Civil War, and her daddy was killed.
Mm.
And she would tell me, you know, about how speaking of meat made me think of that. She said after the war, maybe when the war was on anyway, they called them the Yankees, the northern people, you see. She said the Yankees would come by and they'd steal all the meat they had. And she had, there was three girls, one boy, and her mother. And the way they'd hide the meat out, they'd put it under, I just say under brush, they call it a brush sheep. They go in the woods and cut in, you know, small trees, and they'd have these, I never seen a place for a while. For a long time after I, when I was growing up, and they'd have these big wooden boxes and they'd take their meat and hide it under those brush sheets to keep the Yankees from getting it. They just take all the food you said, and anything real nice that you had and they wanted, they just came in. She said that her brother, he wasn't old enough to, you know, for service, but she said that he was just what you call an overgrown somebody, you know. And the ladies then, they didn't wear sun hats, they wore bonnets. They made their bonnet. And she said her brother would plow with a bonnet and a dress on because other ladies plowed because the men were at war. And so her brother would plow with a dress and bonnet on all day. And she told me about the beautiful horse they had and how much they thought of the horse. And he had it. They lived on a little river just a little ways from here. And so she said that he'd have to hide his horse way back in the woods, you know, to pray somebody steal it. Now, I like it.